U.S. officials want Toyota to pay for its omission.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Department of Transportation is slapping Toyota with a record $16 million fine for not being more forthcoming about its massive sticky gas pedal recall. From New York, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports the automaker has some deciding to do.
Transportation officials say Toyota waited at least 4 months to report problems with sticky accelerator pedals. Such disclosures are supposed to happen within 5 business days. Toyota now has to decide whether to pay the fine or fight it. Hans Greimel is Asia editor for Automotive News. He says next to the $2 billion the recalls are costing the company, the proposed fine looks pretty small.
I don't think the $16 million is going to make a big dent in their balance sheet. But anytime you pay a record fine, it doesn't look good.
On the other hand, Greimel says fighting the U.S. government could drag out Toyota's problems. Regulators are investigating other safety issues that could lead to more fines. Despite all this, Toyota's business is holding up. Thanks to incentives like 0% financing, U.S. sales jumped more than 40% last month. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Safety issues at a coal mine are again proving to be, or the coal mining, I should say, proving to be a dangerous vocation after an explosion at a mine in West Virginia killed at least 25 workers. Rescuers are hoping for a miracle at the Big Branch mine, hoping that 4 people who are missing will be found alive. Ellen Smith is editor of Mine Safety and Health News, and she's with us this morning. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Steve.
How do things like this keep happening?
I don't know, Steve. We really thought that these mine accidents were behind us. Everyone was on hypervigilance, and we really thought that these large mine accidents with multiple deaths were a thing of the past.
It looks like this mine and the company, Massey, they've had a history of incidents. Can you explain some of those?
Well, Massey overall has actually improved its safety record. However, this mine is somewhat troublesome. We have watched the citations in this mine go up. For instance, in 2006, they had 148 citations. Well, last year they had 458.
Can you sort of take us through when a situation like this happens? I mean, just an awful situation like this explosion and people being trapped. I mean, what happens? What are the first things that go into effect?
The first thing is the mine operator needs to call the Mine Safety and Health Administration, and they will dispatch rescue teams. Now what's going to happen is, unfortunately, a very sad recovery, and it's going to be a long investigation. I mean, my guess is they're not going to have a report out for a year or so because they are going to go through everything with a fine-tooth comb.
Do you think this changes people's minds about coal for energy?
Well, it certainly isn't going to help the coal advocates. People just won't allow it to happen. They're not accepting of mine fatalities in order to turn their lights on. And I think that it's going to put coal in the headlights. It's going to be like the deer in the headlights for the coal industry.
Ellen Smith, editor of Mine Safety and Health News, with us this morning. Ellen, we do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Steve.
Let's check numbers. Stocks in Europe are mixed at the moment. Asian shares were up today. Here at home, the Dow is up 46 points yesterday to close at 10,973. We're going to see whether 11,000 is in the cards for today.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Citrix, offering Go to My PC, providing remote access to a Mac or a PC from anywhere. More at gotomypc.com/market. By Mass Mutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
So did you see the Duke-Butler Men's College Basketball Championship game last night? Duke pulled it out in a squeaker. For some of the players on those and other teams, they're just squeaking by. A bill being introduced here in California hopes to address that problem, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
post went in, and Duke is the king of the dance, 2010.
March Madness is over, and all those student athletes will be back to lectures, study hall, and paying the bills. Even those on full scholarship, says Ramogi Huma. He's president of the National College Players Association and a former linebacker at UCLA.
You get a meal card and you get your housing taken care of, but for all the other expenses, you have no money at all.
In many cases, that includes cross-country travel to and from school and health insurance. A study by Huma's organization found the average Division I scholarship athlete spends more than $2,700 a year out of pocket.
I know a lot of regular students have much more debt than that, but in terms of athletes and what they're promised, if you were facing thousands of dollars in expenses that you had no idea were coming, it would be a definite hardship.
Let's have it upfront and clear, and that the promises made are kept.
Tom Torlakson has been a high school track coach. Now he's a California state legislator. His new bill would require recruiters to disclose in writing what a full scholarship does and doesn't include, and what happens if the athlete gets sidelined.
For instance, they got injured. Are their medical expenses covered? Sometimes not. Are they allowed to continue if they're injured so severely that they have to miss a season? Does the scholarship, full ride, tuition, textbooks, room and board continue or not?
A spokesman for the NCAA said legislation isn't needed because most recruiters are upfront about scholarship terms when they try to woo high school athletes and their families. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, you can be thankful the Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows script is in safe hands back at Warner Brothers. Last week, some crew members working on the film had a little bit too much fun at a British pub and left all 118 pages under their table. Someone picked up the package that was marked private and confidential and did what anyone else would do, gave it to the Sun newspaper. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.